天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。那我们现在正在学习的是有关诗篇系列的信息分享。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们来分享有关诗篇第24篇的信息。请大家打开圣经，预备好我们的心，一起领受从神而来的话语吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thank you for tuning in to this broadcast.
谢谢你收听这个节目。
It is always a great encouragement for us to know that you are listening to this broadcast.
知道你正在收听今天的节目，对我们是很大的鼓励。
And the only way we know is by hearing back from you.
请你和我们联系，这样我们才能够认识和了解你。
You can either write to us or you can get on the internet and we can hear from you.
你可以写信给我们，或者使用互联网，让我们知道你的情况。
We have been going through some selective psalms.
我们已经讲过了诗篇的一些信息。
And today we're going to look at Psalm 24.
今天我们将学习诗篇24篇。
But before I do this, I want to begin by saying something important.
但在开始之前，我想跟你讲一些很重要的事情。
There is one emotion that is enjoyed by children and adults alike.
有一种情感是成年人和孩子们都愿意享受的。
Now, children tend to be a little bit more exuberant than adults about this emotion.
当今对于这种情感，孩子们往往比成年人更投入。
What is it?
它是什么呢？
The joy of reunion with a loved one after a period of separation.
就是与所爱的人小别之后重逢的喜悦。
I remember when my children were small and I was traveling overseas a great deal.
我记得在我的孩子们还很小的时候，我常常频繁地到海外旅行。
It was such a great joy to come home to the exuberance and the welcome of our children.
回到家里，受到孩子热情洋溢的迎接，是让人非常愉快的。
Now, adults also feel that exuberance.
成年人也会享受到那份激情。
But they don't show it like children do.
但是他们不会像孩子那样表现出来。
And the reason I'm saying this is because of Psalm 24.
我说起这个原因是因为诗篇24篇。
Psalm 24 is a psalm of an emotional reunion.
诗篇24篇是一个描述重逢喜悦的诗篇。
And it is expressed in a childlike exuberance.
它表达了一种像孩子般的激情。
Not in reservation like those who are uncertain of their faith.
不像那些信仰不稳定的人那样有所保留。
But in a childlike trust and confidence in the Lord.
而是像小孩子一般信任并依赖神。
It is not surprising that Jesus often used a child as an example.
那个耶稣常常用小孩子做比喻。
He often referred to a child's faith, trust, and innocence.
他常常谈及小孩子的忠心、信任和单纯。
Let me put Psalm 24 in its historical context.
让我们从历史的角度来看诗篇24篇。
The people of God have lost their Ark of the Covenant to the Gentiles.
当时神的百姓失去了约柜，落入外邦人手中。
And the Ark of the Covenant, for those of you who do not know, is a box.
如果你不知道约柜是什么，让我告诉你，那是一个木箱。
Inside this box,
在这个木箱的里面，
God told Moses to put the Ten Commandments plus a jar of the manna and his staff.
神吩咐摩西放进了写上十诫的法板，还有装玛纳的罐子和手杖。
And to keep it in the middle of the people in the tent where God will show up.
并把约柜放在会幕里， 神要在会幕向百姓显现。
The ark was a symbol of the presence of God in the midst of his people.
约柜是一个标志，表明神住在他的百姓中间。
It was a very significant object.
它是一个非常有意义的物品。
It represents God's presence.
它代表着神的同在。
It represented their national identity.
它代表着他们国家的特点。
It represented who they were as people.
它代表着他们民族的身份。
Without that box, there were nobody and nothing.
没有那个木箱，他们就什么都不是。
So I want to impress on your mind the importance of the Ark of the Covenant.
所以我希望你在脑海里留下一个深刻印象，就是约柜的重要性。
Some of the Gentiles stole the Ark thinking that they could gain the power of God's presence.
某些外邦人偷走了约柜，以为可以得到神与他们同在的能力。
But the Ark did not help them at all.
但是约柜对他们毫无用处。
Just like those who can be Christians because of their name,
就像有些人只是名义上的基督徒，
without having the power of Jesus Christ in them,
却没有耶稣基督的能力住在他们里面。
In the same way, the Ark of the Covenant outside of its context,
若失去了约柜应有的意义，情形也是一样的。
So for 7 long months,The Gentiles held the ark, trying to usurp God's power for themselves.
结果外邦人虽占有约柜长达7个月，想为他们自己谋求神的能力。
But their plan backfired.
但他们的计划却适得其反。
Because the Ark of the Covenant brought death.
因为约柜给他们带来了死亡。
It brought pain.
给他们带来了痛苦。
It brought a curse upon the Gentiles.
他给外邦人带来了咒诅。
So they decided to give it back to the people of God.
最后他们决定把约柜还给神的百姓。
So the Ark of the Covenant comes into their midst again.
因此约柜再次回到神的百姓中间。
And the people of God were celebrating with thanksgiving again.
神的百姓怀着感恩的心来庆祝约柜回归。
In Psalm 24,
在诗篇24篇那里
，David wrote that they rejoiced at the return of that sacred object.
大卫描述了百姓在圣物回归后的喜悦。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Psalm 24.
如果你手上有圣经，请打开诗篇24篇。
Let's read the Psalm together.
让我们一起来读诗篇24篇。诗篇第24篇，地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。他把地建立在海上，安定在大水之上。谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄，岂是不怀诡诈的人。他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他成义。这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求你面的雅各。众城门呢，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户你们要被举起，那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？就是有力有能的耶和华，在战场上有能的耶和华。众城门呢，你们要抬起头来，永久的门户你们要把头抬起，那荣耀的王将要进来。荣耀的王是谁呢？万军之耶和华，他是荣耀的王。
David wanted to build a temple for the Lord.
大卫想为神建造圣殿。
And David could not build the temple.
但大卫又不能为神建殿。
Because God said to him, "Your hands are too bloodied in war."
因为神对他说过，你的手沾满了战争的鲜血。
I will let your son Solomon build the temple.
为你所生的儿子所罗门必为我名建殿。
So after the temple was built,
因此在圣殿建完之后
，the priest decided that certain psalms belonged to certain days.
祭司们为特定的日子挑选了特定的诗篇。
And in the temple, they would sing certain psalms on certain days.
在圣殿中，他们在特别的日子会唱特别的诗篇。
Let me give you some examples.
让我给你举一些例子。
On Wednesdays,
在星期三
they would sing Psalm 94.
他们会唱诗篇九十四篇。
Then on Fridays,
星期五
they would sing Psalm 93.
他们会唱诗篇九十三篇。
On Sundays,
星期天
they would sing Psalm 24.
他们会唱诗篇二十四篇。
Think about this, my listening friend. This is very important.
我亲爱的朋友，请想一想，这非常重要。
Every Sunday in the temple, they sing Psalm 24.
每一个星期天，他们都会在圣殿唱诗篇二十四篇。
Do you know what that means?
你知道这代表着什么吗？
It means that when Jesus was entering into Jerusalem on the day which we call Palm Sunday,
它意味着耶稣进入耶路撒冷那一天，也就是我们称为棕榈节的那一天。
The priests in the temple were singing this song, Psalm 24.
在圣殿中，祭司们正在唱诗篇二十四篇。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是多么奇妙啊！
On the day that the Lord Jesus Christ tore away the bars of death,
在主耶稣基督断开了死亡枷锁的那一天。
On the day he marched out of the tomb,
在他破坟墓而出的那一天,
the temple choir was getting ready to sing Psalm 24.
圣殿的诗班正准备唱诗篇二十四篇。
So you can understand the power of this psalm.
因此你就明白这篇诗的能力了。
Let's look at it under three headings.
让我们来看以下这三个标题。
First,
首先,
In verses 1 and 2,
在第一和第二节,
we see the Lord's ownership of the universe.
我们看到神拥有整个宇宙。
Secondly,
其次,
verses 3 to 6,
在第三到第六节,
we see that the Lord's offer is the ultimate.
我们看到神赐给人最重要的一个机会。
Thirdly,
第三,
verses 7 to 10,
在第七到第十节,
We see the Lord's overcoming to be unavoidable.
我们看到神的得胜是必然的。
Let's look first at the Lord's ownership of the universe.
首先来看神对整个宇宙的主权。
Look at verses 1 and 2.
在第一和第二节。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
地和其中所充满的都属耶和华。
Some of you probably are saying, doesn't the earth belong to Satan?
你们中的有些人可能会问，这世界不是属于撒旦吗？
Doesn't the Bible call him the prince of the air?
圣经不是称他为空中掌权者的首领吗？
Doesn't the Bible call him the prince of this world?
圣经不是把他叫做这世界的王吗？
I'm going to explain this to you in a minute.
我马上就会为你解释。
The Lord's territorial claims are to the ownership of all of the galaxies of the universe.
属主的领土包括整个宇宙和星河。
The countless stars.
属不尽的星辰。
The empires of the space.
整个太空。
And the unfathomable orbits in which they move.
他们沿着一个我们无法想象的轨道运行。
They are all His.
所有的一切都是神的。
One galaxy in the midst of 100 million galaxies is the Milky Way.
银河系只不过是亿万星系中的一个。
600 billion miles of stars.
它的领域有6000亿英里之广。
And they are all His.
这些全都是他的。
He owns it all.
神拥有这一切。
Some 30,000 light years from the center of the disk is a modest-sized planet which we call the sun.
离银河系的中心30,000光年远的地方，有颗普通的恒星，我们称它为太阳。
The sun spins around the hub of its universe, carrying with it a family of baby planets.
太阳带着太阳系的小行星一起围绕着宇宙的中心在运转。
Imagine it this way.
请这样来想象一下。
They are spinning around like children holding onto their mother's skirt.
他们就像小孩子抓住母亲的裙子般旋转。
And that mother and her children make their orbit around the center of the galaxy once every 200 million years.
这母亲和她的孩子们每两亿年围绕着银河系中心旋转一周。
And God owns it all.
而神拥有这一切。
One of these baby planets hold onto the mother's skirt is called planet Earth.
这些握着母亲裙子的小行星中的一个被称作地球。
C.S. Lewis calls it the silent planet.
鲁易斯把它称为沉默的行星。
And the reason he calls Earth the silent planet.
他之所以把地球称作沉默的行星。
Is because he visualized the stars and the planets making merry music.
是因为他曾想象恒星和行星在一起演奏着欢愉的乐章。
As they scurry around the throne of God.
他们环绕着上帝的宝座。
Except for one.
只有一个除外。
That he calls a silent planet.
他把它叫做沉默的行星。
Because it has no song.
因为它没有歌声。
It is a planet that is diseased and sick.
它是一个生了病的行星。
Others called it the sobbing planet.
有些人称它为哭泣的行星。
Because it is filled with cries of agony and bloodshed of innocent lives.
因为它充满了痛苦的哭喊以及无辜生命的鲜血。
It is filled with sin and guilt.
它充满了罪恶。
It is filled with sleepless nights and worry-filled mornings.
它充满了不眠的夜晚和忧虑的清晨。
But out of all these billions of planets,
但是在这亿万星辰之上,
the maker and the creator of them all focuses on planet Earth.
他们的创造者却注视着地球。
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
地和其中所充满的都属耶和华。
Why the Earth?
为什么是地球呢?
Why not Mars?
为什么不是火星呢?
Why not Venus?
为什么不是金星?
Why the Earth that is a tiny speck in relationship to the other planets?
为什么是与其他行星相比只是一个细小斑点的地球呢?
I want to tell you why.
我来告诉你为什么。
Because nowhere else in the universe does God have need to reassert his claim.
因为在这宇宙没有任何其他地方神需要重申他的主权。
Long before Adam and Eve,
早在亚当和夏娃之前。
Long before the Garden of Eden and the serpent,
早在伊甸园和蛇之前。
Long before creation,
甚至在创世之前。
Lucifer, the angel of light, rebelled against the holy God.
被称为明亮之星的路西弗背叛了圣父。
And he was thrown out of the heavens.
他从天上被摔落。
And he wanted to take the earth for his domain.
他想夺取地球作为他的领土。
But he could not until Adam handed it to him on a platter.
要不是亚当拱手奉送，他是无法得到的。
And God had to reinstate his authority over planet Earth.
上帝必须恢复他对地球的主权。
God had to rescue planet Earth from the foreign invaders of his property.
上帝必须从入侵者的手中把地球拯救出来。
And he did this 2,000 years ago on a hill called Calvary.
并且他已经在2000年前一个叫独楼地的山上完成了。
The earth is the Lord's.
地和其中所充满的都属耶和华。
No matter what the atheists say,
无神论者说什么都无关紧要。
The earth is the Lord's.
地球是属于主的。
No matter what the agnostics say,
不可知论者说什么都无关紧要。
The earth is the Lord's.
地和其中所充满的都属耶和华。
No matter what the scientists say,
科学家说什么也无关紧要。
The earth is the Lord's.
地和其中所充满的都属耶和华。
He rescued it.
他拯救了地球。
He arrested it for his ownership.
他收回了地球归自己所有。
the Lord's ownership of the universe.
上帝拥有整个宇宙。
Secondly,
第二
the Lord's offer is the ultimate.
神赐给人最重要的一个机会。
Look at verse 3 of Psalm 24.
请看诗篇24篇的第三节。
Who may ascend to the hill of the Lord?
谁能登耶和华的山?
Who may stand in his holy place?
谁能站在他的圣所?
Do you know the answer to that question?
你知道这问题的答案吗?
The answer is no one.
答案就是没有人。
Not you, not me, no one.
你不能,我不能,没有一个人能。
No one is good enough to stand before God.
没有一个人足够完美的。能在神的面前站立得住。
No one is righteous enough to stand before God.
没有一个人是足够公义的，能在神的面前站立得住。
No one is pure enough to stand before God.
没有一个人是足够纯洁的，能在神的面前站立得住。
That is why only God could make a way for us to reach Him.
这就是为什么只有上帝能给我们开一条路到达他那里。
In David's day,
在大卫的时代
，Only the high priest could go into the holy of holies.
只有大祭司才能进入至圣所。
And even then, it was once a year for a brief period of time.
并且也只是一年一次，很短的一段时间。
This psalm is a prophecy of how God was going to make a way to Himself.
这篇诗是一个预言，告诉我们神怎样为我们铺一条通向他的路。
This is a prophecy of the coming Messiah.
这是一个关于即将到来的弥赛亚的预言。
A prophecy of the Lord providing an open invitation.
一个神公开发出邀请的预言。
The Lord is giving an opportunity for everyone who wants to come.
上帝给了每一个愿意来到他面前的人一个机会。
Verses 4 and 5 tell us who can come to God.
第四和五节告诉我们谁能够来到神的面前。
My listening friend, listen very carefully as I will conclude.
我亲爱的朋友，请认真听我结束的部分。
I'm going to give you the qualification of those who can come to God.
我要告诉你那些愿意来到神面前的人需要具备怎样的资格呢？
And I want to tell you that the invitation is not just once a year like it was in the Old Testament.
我也想告诉你这邀请不仅仅是一年一次，那是在旧约时代的。
It is not for just a brief period of time.
它也不仅仅是很短的一段时间。
And certainly it is not in fear and terror.
非常肯定地说，我们不再需要恐惧和害怕。
It is not in uncertainty and doubt.
也不用再犹豫和疑惑。
And here are the qualifications of those who can come to God now.
那些愿意来到神面前的人所要具备的资格是
Those who are justified before God.
在神面前被称义的人
All those who have been washed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ.
所有被羔羊的血就是耶稣基督鲜血洗净的人
Those whose sins are forgiven and forgotten.
那些罪被赦免的人
Those whose outward life reflects their inward pure hearts.
那些外在的生活能反映他们纯净内心的人
Those who have clean hands that reflect their inward integrity.
那些两手清洁能反映他们内心正直的人
Those who love God and not the world.
那些爱神而不爱世界的人
Those who live for God, not for themselves.
那些为神而活不是为自己而活的人
Those who set their hearts on things above where Christ is, not on things below.
那些关心天上的事不是关心地上之事的人而天上就是基督所在之处
Those who have been sanctified because they have already been justified.
那些被称义而成为圣洁的人
Those are the qualifications for those who can come to him.
这就是来到神面前需要具备的资格
Are you a person whose sin has been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ?
耶稣基督的宝血是不是洗净了你的罪呢?
Are you prepared to enter into heaven's gate?
你是否准备迈进天堂的门呢?
If you die today, would you go to heaven?
如果你今天死了,你能进到天堂吗?
Do you have his assurance?
你拿到了神给你的确据了吗?
If you don't today, you can ask him.
如果你还没有，今天你就可以寻求他。
And he will make it possible for you.
他将赐给你。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，我们算什么？神竟眷顾我们。在这个亿万的星球中，神只单单的爱我们，注视着我们，保护我们这些脆弱的生命。亲爱的听众朋友们，你愿意来到神面前，将自己交托给他吗？你愿意迈进天堂的大门，与我们这位永活的主在一起吗？那现在就回到神面前来祷告吧。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。送我一个温暖的笑容。